Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to Proverbs, the fourth chapter, this evening? And we're going to pray and release our faith. And I'm going to begin a new series this evening. And I'll ask you to believe with me, use your faith. I hadn't really taught this exactly this way before, but we're, like always, we're trusting the Lord for utterance and direction. So just release your faith right now as we pray. Father, we thank you for everything already tonight, and all this week, and all the good things we enjoy in you. And we set ourselves in agreement as touching this thing, asking for utterance for tonight, for all of us. For eyes that see, ears that hear, a heart that understands, asking you for revelation of truth that sets free. Help us to come up to a higher level in you and to experience the fullness of what Jesus has bought and paid for. Answers to questions and direction for right now. And we purpose not to be hearers only, but to be doers. And we know as we do what you say, we will be blessed, because you are faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake you not my law. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." Verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she'll preserve you. Love her, and she'll keep you. What will preserve you? What will keep you? Wisdom. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, or so, get wisdom. Or is there a message here? What? Get wisdom, right? Get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. What will promote you? She'll bring to you honor. What will bring you honor? Wisdom. When you do embrace her, she'll give to your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to you. Hallelujah. What will do all this for you? Wisdom. So that's what I want to talk about. We want to talk about, beginning tonight, and we'll go, you know how we do, as long as the Lord directs us to. But we're going to talk about the wise man and the fool. And we're going to try to find out which one you are. Now, we're going to let you do that. But the truth is, all of us have been both. If we've endeavored to follow the Lord for any length of time, you know, don't raise your hand, don't testify. But have you ever been a fool? Maybe it was a little thing, maybe it was a big thing, but you went away kicking yourself going, dummy, oh, ignorant. Well, and then have there been times that the Lord led you and you were at the right place at the right time, and you knew what to do, and you did the right thing, and it turned out right? Wisdom. God is a God of wisdom. The Spirit of God is called the Spirit of wisdom. The Word, the Bible, is called the wisdom of God. Wisdom, very, very important. And so much of areas of lack and failure in people's lives is the result of a lack of wisdom and just ignorance and foolishness. So we're going to get into this. And we're going to believe God. Because, you know, just skimming along and talking psychology and using catchphrases that you've heard other people say is not what we're after. We're after the Lord talking to us about this. He told us, get wisdom. Right? So what are we interested in? Let's get it. Right? How many with me saying, I'm going to get some wisdom? He wouldn't tell me to get it if it wasn't available to me. Right? But it's not just automatic. It doesn't just fall on you, or you wouldn't have this word get. Right? If I say, go get some milk, what does that imply? It lets you know that there is some milk that can be gotten. Right? And it also lets you know we must need some more milk. Elsewise, we wouldn't be sending you to get the milk. When he says get wisdom, there must be a lot more wisdom that we can have and get and enjoy. Right? And do we need some more? Could we use some more? Oh, whew. So many things we wouldn't have done. And wouldn't the problems we wouldn't have had if we'd have had some more wisdom and walked in it. And I have it on my heart. Of course, you know, out of all so many things in the Bible that we could be starting a series on, I just had it in my heart that this is timely right now for you and for me. So many things in the next coming months and the next phase and steps of our life, we're going to require additional wisdom and understanding to what we've had. And the Lord is always ahead. Amen. He's always ahead of the enemy. He's always ahead of our needs. And if we will come to church. Yeah. And if we'll read our chapter. Right. If we'll pray. If we'll listen and do what he said. We won't be caught behind. We won't be lacking. You know, it's sad that among so many Christians, and I'm talking about including so-called charismatic Pentecostals, Word of Faith people, if things are going pretty good, a lot of people, and when I say a lot of people, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands, will lay out a church. They won't, you know, they come once in a while and they miss all these services and all these sermons and all these messages and all this input. And without realizing it, as time goes by, they're getting weaker. You know, how many have noticed physically, you don't really know what kind of shape you're in till you make a demand on your body. Right? I mean, you can feel, oh yeah, I'm pretty good, you know, I think I could do what I used to do. And then you try to do it. And you get a revelation. That you're a lot weaker and a lot less stamina, a lot less endurance than you thought you could do. And it's kind of like, you know, the champion. He won the fight, and he's the champ of the world. And he, you know, immediately he celebrates, and he's eating junk, and he's laying up on the couch watching TV 6 hours a day. And once in a while, he stops in between commercials and thinks, you know, it seems like there's something I ought to be doing. Ah, click, click. Give me some more junk food. And just rock along and rock along and rock along and call him and say, hey, you know, are you going to be ready for that fight next week? Oh. Well, how many know if you're not dealing with something now, you ought to be getting ready for the next thing, because there is going to be a next thing. Now, people don't like to hear that. They're like, oh, Brother Keith, don't speak that over me. Well, in life, there are things to deal with. And even if it's not a negative thing, something the enemy's trying to mess with you about, you're always going to have faith to believe for the next thing in God, to come up to the next level, the next vision, right? So if you're not dealing with something right now, you need to be feeding your faith, getting ready for the next thing coming up, because it's coming. Whether you're ready or whether you're not. And the more ready you are, the easier it is. If you hadn't been preparing, God dealt with you, but you didn't read your chapter every day. He dealt with you, but you didn't go to half the services. He dealt with you, but you didn't pray. Well, something come up and you go, oh, Lord, and you realize I am not ready for this. Well, God is gracious and merciful. And many times, just by the mercy and grace of God, He will help you and you'll make it through, but you will feel like you have been beat up and run over and you barely made it. And people think it was because it was such a terrible ordeal, but really it's because you were so out of shape spiritually. Are you with me now? But if you and I will obey every day, we'll be ready always. If you'll obey every day, then no matter what comes up, you'll go, ah, that's why God's been talking to us at the church about that for the last 6 months. We're ready. Ah, that's why the Lord's been talking to me about that in my prayer time. Ah, that's why the Lord led me to read that extra and talk about that. He's been getting you ready. And He'll get you ready years in advance. See, everything the Lord's done here in this church from the first service till now has been preparing us for what comes next. He is the God of wisdom. He is the wisest of all, and He knows what's coming up, and He's got us on a course. If we'll cooperate. If we'll stay hooked. And so what you got so many times Christians and church members that lay out and don't read and don't pray, and then something comes up. And they come and want the pastors or want somebody to help you. Don't believe with me. And they want you to give them in a 2-hour counseling session what they should have been getting through all those services for the last 2 years. Yeah. And it just doesn't work. Amen. You can't cram all that into a couple of hours. Are you with me now? Yes. So wise people like you will be sitting in your little blue seat on Friday night, right? And wherever your church is, you'll be where God puts you. Yes. Right? Yes. People don't realize, Phyllis and I were talking about this a while back, and I think sometimes people don't realize this is not for Keith and Phyllis. I mean, you know, He gives what He gives to us for you. Now, it benefits us too, but He gives it to you. It's for you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Value of Wisdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602A. That's R1602A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. God. God. God.